Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etchela. We're now in Masechet Pavabatra, Daf Pei Hei Amud Bet, near the top of the Amud. Rav Sheshet Miravuna. So Rav Sheshet asked Miravuna the following question. Kalev Shalokeach Pershut Mocher. If a buyer comes into the domain, the yard, the house, whatever it is, of the seller, and they put the merchandise into the kelim of the lokeach, kana lokeach olo, is it the lokeach's already or not? In other words, do we consider the fact that he's in the seller's property to be the dominant issue, and therefore he can't make a kinyan there, or the fact that it's in his box, his bag, his basket, is the more dominant issue, and therefore it's his? Amar le tinitua. So Rav Huna answered Rav Sheshet with the following Mishnah. Zrakola l'tochika l'toch kalatar is mugureshet. As we all know, and remember from the 8th parak of Gittin, when a man gives a woman a get, the get has to be in her reshut. So here the Mishnah says that if he throws the get into her, under her arm, or into her basket, the kalata usually she wears on her head, or perhaps sitting on the ground, harez mugureshet, it works. So that means that kelav shalokeach reshut mocher, because they're in her house, is valid. So that was Rav Huna's answer. Amar Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman challenged this because he said, "My tam apshit pashtet le me'ahid machula mea uchli beuchla." Why did you pick the Mishnah that everybody threw a million punches at? In other words, we had, he's going to now share, that the early Amoraim and even later Amoraim shared difficulties with that ruling and had to give it a circumstance to make it work as follows. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. First of all, who shaita kalata tuliyaba, Rosh Lakish Amar Kshurav Af Pishen tuliyaba. So the machloket between Shmuel in Bavel and Rosh Lakish in Tveria, whether or not the basket has to be connected to her or even hanging from her. In other words, it really has to be on her body. It can't be sitting on the ground. So either way, they're not buying the idea that the basket could be sitting separated from her on the ground and that it's kone. He gives a slightly different version where the basket was sitting between her legs, and she's sitting like a lotus style on the ground. That her husband is somebody who sells baskets, and therefore he doesn't, the spot where the basket is sitting on the ground, he's not makpidan. He has a different take, which is that that spot under her arm and that spot where her basket is, is her place. Why? Because the person's not makpid on that stuff. In other words, everybody, this is Rav Nachman's take, everybody who took a look at that Mishnah about Gittin had to give it some sort of twist to make it work because reading it at face value just didn't seem to fly. So he said then answering that way is not a good answer. Rav Nachman said you should answer rather for this, and he goes to the Braita that we just saw. Reshut mocher, if you're buying something and you're in the mocher's property, lo kanachek biano chietzenim shuto. It's not yours until you pick up the kli or you take it out. Hagba always works, but sitting on the ground, it won't work until you either take it out of his property or pick it up. So my love, it came up to lokeach. And now Rav Nachman advances the suggestion that the Braita was referring to a case where the buyer brings his own shopping bag in, or whatever it may be, his own kli, and nonetheless, it's not his until he takes it out. So you see, Kelav Shalokeach, Bishut Mocher Lokana. No, Kelav de Mocher. No, rather, that Bright is talking about a case where it's the seller's Kelim. Umidereshah, Kelav de Mocher, Sefanam, Kelav de Mocher. So if that's the case, then the next passage in the Brighta should also be the Kelav Shalmocher. And what does it say there? Ema Seifa, Bishut Lokeach, Kevin Shikibalav Mocher, Kana Lokeach. Remember, the two passages in the Braita in that segment were, if you're in the domain of the seller, then it's not yours until you pick it up or take it out. If you're in the domain of the buyer, then the minute the seller agrees to sell it, it's already yours. And so now we posit, if you're suggesting that the subtext of the Braita is that you're using, the premise of this Braita is that you're using the seller's vessels, my kind of lokeach, how could you possibly say that the buyer already acquires it once the seller's decided to put it, when he's only putting it in his own kelim? So the answer is seifa talmi kelev de lokeach. This is how Rav Nachman answers it. That the seifa is talking about, Rav Huna would answer it, that the seifa is talking about a case where he put it into the buyer's kelim. No, my paska, so how can you determine that the premise of one clause is Kelev de Mocher, and the premise of the other clause is Kelev de Lokeach, we generally assume that a halacha, be it a Mishnah or a Braita, operate, or even a Memra, operates with a consistent premise. Either it's in his property, or it's this property, either it's Dalet Amot, it's less than Dalet Amot. Things don't shift as a premise. So the answer is, here they do. Why? Because Stam de Milta, Be Mocher, Mani de Mocher Shchichi. When you're in the Mocher's house, typically all the Kalim around are going to be the sellers. And therefore, that's the assumed clue that you have. Be Lokeach, Mani de Lokeach Shchichi. But if you're in the house of the buyer, or the property of the buyer, then typically the stuff that you find around is going to be, the Kalim of the Lokeach. Okay. Now, Amar Rava. Toshma, we're going to still try to prove this point. A guy selling stuff. He has stuff laden on the donkeys, and the fellow brings the donkeys and the donkey drivers, or the workers who are carrying the stuff, he brings them into his house. The buyer brings them into his house. So the donkeys are still carrying the stuff. Whether or not they've set a price, an agreed upon price for selling, or they've weighed it, but they haven't done both, either the buyer or the seller can still change his mind. That's not the part that we're interested in. This is the part we're interested in. If he unloaded or offloaded the donkeys and brought the stuff in, then pasakat shelo madan ein shnei yecholim lachzor bahen. If they already agreed on a price, that's it. The deal's done. Madarat shelo pasak, like our Mishnah said, shnei yecholim lachzor bahen. If all they did was weigh it but didn't set a price, we'll see why setting the price is important. But all they did was weigh it, then the deal's not yet done, and they could both renege. But the point is that you're taking the stuff off the donkey, we assume, in the bags in which the merchandise is kept. You're taking it off the donkey and bring it into the house. Immediately, the deal is done if all the other conditions are proper. Which means, what that means is that the vessels of the mocher are not meaningful when they're in the property of the lokeach. In other words, the stuff that's sitting in the seller's bag, sitting on the floor of the lokeach, we consider to be the lokeach's. So the kelim are lokana. Therefore, kelev de lokeach namer shut mocher lokana. Therefore, the inverse should be true, that if the lokeach has his vessels in the property of the mocher, then lokana, because we consider the property and the domain to be dominant as opposed to the kelim. So this seems to support Rav Nachman. So Rav Yitzchak, Mishas Shafchan, he said, no, we're talking about a case where you didn't offload the kelim, but rather you poured everything out. In other words, let's say there's a bunch of oranges. You didn't take the orange crate off the donkey and bring it in the house. You dumped the oranges off. So the oranges are now on the floor loose. Ikpad Rava heard this answer. He said, Midi Shafchan Tani, the Braita doesn't say Shafchan. Pirkang Tani says, you offloaded. So Rashi gives a slightly different take, which solves the problem, which is, as an example, a string of garlic. In other words, you have a bunch of things that are merchandise, which is strung together, held together in some way, that it's not in a kli. And that's the point. It's totally sitting on the ground of the buyer. It's not sitting in any sort of a vessel. Then it's the buyer's immediately. And that, of course, makes all the sense in the world. In the same way, if you're in the seller's property and he just puts it on the ground in the property, not in any box, well, obviously it hasn't been sold yet. But that doesn't speak to our problem, and Rav Huna still may be defended. He has a side question, which is, why is setting the price meaningful? There's no difference in the physical action. You've moved it into the house. They say if you set a price, then moving it into the house on the ground or spilling it out, however you want to determine it, why would that make a kinyan? And if you didn't set the price, not. So amrale pasak sam chadate lo pasak lo sam chadate. It's very simple. When you set a price, then everybody's sort of in agreement, this is it. And so therefore, you have gemirutat, you have a resignation or an acceptance of the deal. The minute that you bring it in the house and put it on the ground, however we're going to determine it, then sam chadate lo pasak lo sam chadate. But if you didn't set the price, then you're still not sure if the deal's going to happen. He's going to look it over. I'm not sure if I want it, etc. If there's no gemirutat. One final little point here. Amar le Ravinu Ravashi Toshma. To Ravu Shmuel Darmi Tavayu Kelav Shel Adam Konela B'chol Makom. Rav Shmuel said, your kelim acquire stuff for you anywhere. Anywhere has to be in anywhere. Doesn't that mean that if you go into a seller's property and stuff is put into your basket, it's already yours? Which supports Rav Huna again. We say that's not such a proof because I could be talking about a case where the seller said, Zilkani, go ahead and take an acquisition of it, in which case we would all agree that the kelim work. But if he didn't say Zilkani and you just put it, or he just put it into your kelim, is it yours right away, and therefore you can't renege, etc., or not? Okay, we'll pause at this point and then pick it up in the next podcast and look at further issues about Kinyan Meshicha and Kinyan Hagbah. Everybody should have a wonderful day.